Thank you, Mr. President. This week's high-level segment, a few countries deliberately distorted China's nuclear policy and sensationalized the development of China's nuclear force. This is completely false narrative and turns the facts on their heads. China firmly opposes that and has to respond to set straight the record. On nuclear transparency and nuclear risk reduction, China has repeatedly stated her position. China's nuclear policy is highly transparent, unique among the nuclear weapons, and characterized by high degree of stability, continuity, and predictability. China has always maintained its nuclear force at the minimum level required for national security and is the only one of the five nuclear weapon states that has publicly undertaken not to first use nuclear weapons and not to use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states or nuclear weapon-free zones. No country will be threatened by China's nuclear weapons as long as it does not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against China. This policy in itself is an important contribution to the international nuclear disarmament process. China attaches great importance to nuclear transparency and nuclear risk reduction and is willing to conduct serious discussions with all parties on the basis of mutual respect, equality, and mutual benefit. What needs to be stressed is that both promoting nuclear transparency and reducing nuclear risk must follow the concept of common, comprehensive, cooperative, and sustainable security, jointly resist and oppose Cold War mentality, hegemonism, and power politics, and is aimed at the maintaining lasting peace and universal security of the world. China firmly opposes double standards on nuclear transparency and nuclear risk reduction. On one hand, the US, the country with the largest nuclear arsenal, flaunts the transparency of the number of nuclear weapons, and on the other hand, it provokes confrontation and calls the reduction of nuclear strategic threat and to seek to set the guardrail against proliferation and seek to set up the guardrail to control risks, the so-called guardrail. On the other hand, avoids its own commitment to discharge its special and priority responsibility in nuclear disarmament and insists on using nuclear weapons, constantly enhances the role of nuclear weapons in national security policies, continuously upgrades the nuclear triad, build military alliances everywhere, and provoke confrontation between camps, and meanwhile tailor nuclear strategies against other countries and strengthen the so-called extended deterrence. Such so-called transparency and risk reduction measures are in essence naked deterrence and will only exacerbate the risk of nuclear arms race and nuclear conflict and worsen the global strategic security environment. The issue of the suspension of production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons is another manifestation of double standards. The issue of the moratorium of the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons is another manifestation of the double standards. Some countries advocating moratoriums are actively building military alliances to transfer mutually fissile materials for nuclear weapons without restriction and engage in cooperation on nuclear submarine involving transfer of nuclear of weapons-grade nuclear material to non-nuclear weapon states is also a clear violation of the objective and purpose of the NPT and poses a serious nuclear proliferation risk. This so-called moratorium is highly hypocritical. What needs to be pointed out is the moratorium has no clear definition nor scope and is not verifiable and is of little practical significance. It will rather weaken the political momentum of the international community in negotiating an FMCT. Thank you, Mr. President.